Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 10th chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss what happens if one misappropriates truma and uses it wrongly. Halacha Aleph. Zarsh achol truma b'shgaga mishalim kerem b'chomesh. If somebody who's a non-kohen consumes truma inadvertently, then he must pay the principal amount as well as an additional fifth, which in our terminology is an additional 25%. Achol pi sheyodei shehi truma, shehu muzer aleha, aval lo yada im chayv la misa im lav, hayzu shgaga mishalim kerem b'chomesh. Included within the category of acting inadvertently is even if somebody knew that it was truma and he knew that he was forbidden to consume it, but he didn't know if he would be liable for death from the hands of heaven or not, that still qualifies as acting inadvertently, and thus he'll need to pay the principal plus the extra 25%. Halacha Beis. Echad ochel davar shadarko leechol, v'echad shos davar shadarko lishtos, v'echad asach davar shadarko lasach. This is true whether one has consumed something which is normally eaten, whether one has drinking something which is normally drunk, or whether one has anointed himself with something which is normally used for anointment. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Lo yechallu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael." The rabbi says asach. The pasuk says they should not defame the holy items of the b'nei Yisrael, and that includes even somebody who just anoints himself with them. V'echad ochel truma tahora otmeya b'shkaga mishalim kerem chomesh. In addition, it doesn't make a difference whether the truma that was consumed was pure truma or impure truma. If it was done inadvertently, he pays the principal plus the extra 25%. The eino chai b'chomesh ad yochel kazayis. Now, he will not be liable to pay this 25% until he eats a certain size. How much? He must consume one olive's bulk size. Shneimar's pasuk says, ki yochel kodesh b'shkaga v'enachila b'chosa mikzayis. Because the pasuk states that he must eat these holy items inadvertently. And an act of eating is defined as being at least the size of an olive-sized bulk. And just as the consumption by eating of truma is measured by the size of an olive-sized bulk, so too the size of drinking is also measured by an olive-sized bulk. If one had eaten truma and then again ate truma, had drinking truma and then again drank truma, im yesh mitchilas achilas rishona ad sof achila achrona kdei achilas pras mitchilas shtia rishona ad sof shtia achrona kdei shtias rabies ha'ilu mitzarfen l'kazayis. If one had eaten and then eaten that additional amount all within the span of time that would take one to eat a certain sized piece of bread, roughly 9 minutes practically, then those two will be able to join together. And in a similar fashion with regards to drinking and the size that it would take for one to drink a revius, which is a much smaller amount. Halacha Dalet. Hatruma utrumas meiser, bein shel tamai, bein shel vadai, v'achala v'abikurim, kulam mitzdarfen l'kzayas l'chai v'alehen, misa v'chomesh shekula nikru truma. All these different items are able to join together to create that requisite amount for one to be liable for death from the hands of heaven and to have to pay the additional 25% because all of these are referred to as truma. One of these items, truma gdola, trumas meiser, whether it had come from demai or whether it was something that was definitely not tithed, chala, which is a particular gift given to the kohanim from dough, bikurim, the first fruits, all of these are referred to as truma in the Torah, and thus they combine for this amount. And when a din haya she'ein chayven chomesh al trumas meiser shel demai kemo she'ein chayven al meiser sheni shelo kemo she'sbar. Now, fundamentally, in a case of consumption of trumas meiser that had come from demai, produce of an Am Haaretz, where we're not certain whether or not it had been tithed, one should not have been liable for that extra 25%, just as one is not liable with regards to Maaser Sheni of Demai. However, Aval Amar Chachamim Im Lo Yischai V'Aleha Chomesh Yizal Zluba. Chazal stated that if one would not be liable for that extra 25%, people would treat it lightly, and therefore, in order to prevent that, they insisted that one would be liable for 25% extra as well. Halacha He. Achal Trumah B'Mezid V'Hishribo Loke V'Einu Mishali. If one had eaten truma on purpose, willingly, knowingly, and they had warned him, then he'll receive lashes and will not have to pay. Lo hishrubo, if he had not been warned though, im ha'yisud tahora, mishalim makaren, v'ena mishalim esachomesh. If it was pure, he pays the principal amount, and he does not have to pay the extra 25%, since he acted willingly. Im ha'yisud tamea, if it was impure, mishalim tamei etim, v'meshe ena ru'ya el asaka. If it was impure, it doesn't count as food any longer, its only purpose, allowable purpose, is for fuel, and therefore he pays the price of wood that would have served this as fuel. Lefikach, im achal trumas tutim v'rimonim v'kiyotz behem shenitmu, pater menat tashlumim, sharei enam ru'in l'hazaka. Therefore, if what one had eaten was truma that had come from different types of berries or pomegranates or the like, things which are not fit to be used as fuel, so then, if they had been impure, the one who had consumed them will be exempt from paying anything because they're not fit for anything. Halacha Vav. Ha'ochal trumas chametz Pesach, bein mezadon, bein mishkaga, bein tmeya, bein tohora, pater menat hashlumah. If one had consumed truma that was chametz on the holiday of Pesach, whether he had acted willingly or inadvertently, whether it was impure or pure, regardless, he's going to be exempt from having to pay anything. Afilu efrisha matzah vechmitza pater. Even if he had separated while it was in a state of being fit for eating on Pesach, it was matzah, and only afterwards it had leavened and become chametz, he will still be exempt. Afilu demei eitzim ein v'shalim, he also doesn't pay even the value of the fuel that would have saved him. Sherei ena re'ui lahasaka, because this is not fit for burning. Mepneisha hi asur bahana ein la'adam. Since, after all, it's forbidden to benefit from, so then it has no value whatsoever. Halacha zayin. Aval hashogeg sh'achal truma b'yom ha'kipurim, u'sh'achal truma nekura, v'hashosa yayin truma sh'nisgala, v'hasach yayin v'shemen ke'echad, u'sh'shasa shemen v'chometz ke'echad, u'sh'kasa sasachitim, u'gama sasachometz, harizam v'shalim keren v'chomash. However, in these instances, one will be liable to pay the principal amount as well as the extra 25%. When I consume truma on the holiday of Yom Kippur, or if one had eaten truma that had been punctured, that refers to by a snake, and therefore there's concern that there had been poison in it, one is not supposed to eat that generally, or if one had drinking wine of truma that had been revealed in a similar fashion, we're concerned about potential danger that might be involved in that case, if one had smeared wine and oil together as one at the same time, or had drinking oil and vinegar at once, or if one had chewed on kernels of wheat, or one had swallowed vinegar, in all these cases, once again, he'll be liable to pay the principal plus the extra 25%. Halacha ches, hayasaveya bekat mizono. If somebody had been so satiated that if he were to eat more, he'd be disgusted by that added food. Vahosav al savo v'achilas truma, and then beyond that amount, he had gone and eaten anyhow truma produce. Eina mishalim etzach chomesh. In that case, he will not have to pay the extra 25%. Shnei amar ki yocha lo sheyazik esatzmo. Because the pasuk states when he will eat, and that means normal eating, not the type of eating which will harm him. Similarly, if one chews on raw kernels of barley, then he'll be exempt from paying this extra 25%, because in that case too, he's just hurting himself. Halacha tes. Zar shebalash zifin shel truma ve'akion uba acher va'achalon gam hu b'shkaga harishon mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asheni mishalim tmei etzim l'rishon. If somebody was a non-Kohen, had swallowed plums of truma, and then he had thrown them up, then along came another person and ate them for whatever reason, and he was also acting inadvertently, so the first one will pay the principal plus the extra 25%, and the second one will pay simply the value of firewood to the first one, because at this point these items only had that worth. Halacha yud. Hamachal hapoalim bez orchem truma. If one feeds workers he had hired or guests he had invited over truma, and he had done so wrongly, they weren't kohanim, then in that case, those workers or those guests are going to have to pay the principal plus the additional 25% because they had acted as if they were acting inadvertently. And he, the one who had hired them or had invited them over, must pay them the value of their meal in full, which is going to be more expensive. He has to pay the value of mundane food, which is more expensive, because a person does not really derive the proper benefit they would want. They're disgusted by food which is forbidden to them, and therefore he still owes them for their satisfaction, and he has to pay them this higher price. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamachal es banav haketanim, mes avadav ben gedolim ben ketanim. If somebody gives truma to his young children, ones who are minors, or to his slaves, whether they're minors or adults, and he had done so wrongfully, they're not Kohanim, nor is he a Kohen, then in that case, he's going to have to pay the 100%, but not the additional 25%. V'ochel trumas chutz laretz, v'ochel oshos hapachos mekzayas, v'nazer sheshagav v'shasa yayin shel truma, v'ashos hashemen v'asach as a yayin, kol yil mishal mesekaren v'lozo chomash. In addition, somebody who consumes truma from outside the land of Israel, or if somebody eats or drinks less than the requisite amount, less than the olive-sized bulk, or if somebody was a Nazir, a Nazirite, who had inadvertently drinking wine that was truma, or if one had drinking oil, or somebody had smeared, anointed himself with wine, in all these circumstances, one only pays the 100%, but not the additional 25%. Halacha Yud Beis. Baz Kohen Shehayis Nesua LiYisrael, O Shenipsala, V'Acharka Achla Truma Mishalem Eses Karen V'Lo Eses Chomesh. There's a daughter of a Kohen who was married to a regular member of Klal Yisrael, or who had become disqualified from consuming truma, and then afterwards ate truma nonetheless. In that case, she has to pay the principal, but not the additional 25%. Ha'isha shahaisa ocheles b'truma, v'amru la meis baleich o ger sheich, V'chein evet shayah ochel, v'amr lo meiz rabcha, v'niach yoresh she'ino ma'achil, o she'bachar achal Yisrael, o nesan chalo, o she'cherechecha, v'chein kohen shayah ochel, v'noda lo she'hu ben gerusho ben chalutza, hayel mishal men hakeren bilbad. If a woman was in the middle of eating truma, and then people tell her that her husband had died or divorced her, or the slave of a kohen was eating truma, and then they said to him that his master had died and left behind an inheritor who will not enable the slave to eat truma, or he had sold him to a regular member of Klal Yisrael, or had given it to him as a gift, or he had freed him, and similarly, a kohen that was eating truma, and then it turns out, he discovers that in the midst of eating the truma, that he's the son of a divorcee, or of a woman who had chalitza done to her, at which point he's disqualified as well from eating truma. In all these circumstances, these people will only pay the principal, but not the additional 25%. And if it were Truma of Chametz, and it was the 14th of Nisan, the day before Pesach, the day on which there is a prohibition at a certain point of the day to consume Chametz, then they are exempt from having to pay anything because of the fact that the time is pressing, they were quick to eat, and they hadn't investigated further. And with all these cases, if the person has truma inside of their mouth at the moment when they discover that it's forbidden them to eat it, they must spit it out immediately. If somebody was in the middle of eating truma, and he was allowed to, he was a kohen, but then he's told that you've become impure, or that the truma has become impure, or that you were impure in the past, or that the truma was impure in the past, or it's discovered that it had been untied, or that it was Meiser Rishon that hadn't had its truma's Meiser removed from it, if that were the circumstance, or it was Meiser Sheni, or something that had been sanctified, that hadn't been redeemed, and it was eaten in the wrong fashion, or that he tasted something which was forbidden, a type of bug, which is forbidden to consume. In that case, in all of these cases, he must spit out the food. Halacha Yud Dalet. Shtei kubos, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. V'nafla truma l'toch achas mehen. V'ein yedula leizu nafla. If there's two boxes, one of them has truma in it, one of them has mundane produce in it, and some other truma falls into one of them, we don't know which one it fell into. If it had fallen into the truma one, everything's fine. There's just more truma there. If it had fallen into the mundane one, though, now a non-kohen will not be allowed to eat from that mundane produce because it's mixed with truma. So what do we say in this case? We can say that it had fallen into the truma one, and thus the mundane one is allowed to be eaten by a non-kohen still. If we don't know which of these two boxes was the truma one in the first place, though, if a non-kohen ate from one of them, in that case he's still going to be exempt from having to pay anything, because if one wants to extract money from another person, he has the burden of proof. And with regards to the second box, then, this non-kohen must treat it as if it's truma. If a different person came along and ate from the second one, he too will be exempt, because neither of them is for sure liable, and therefore the burden of proof would still be on the kohanim. If one person ate from both of them, then in that case, he's going to have to pay like the lesser amount of the two. Then depending on how he had acted. If he had acted intentionally, knowingly, then he'll have to pay just the principal. If he had acted inadvertently, as we've seen, he pays the principal plus an additional 25%. If somebody consumed the additional 25%, which itself becomes truma once it's now been set aside to be given to the kohen, and he consumed it inadvertently, then in that case, he has to give 25% of it in addition to it once again. Because this extra 25% has become like principle with regard to all matters. And so too, one would always have to give this extra 25% on each and every one of the 25% that he might set aside and continue to eat inadvertently. And the Rambam now states this very important principle, that whenever one pays the principle plus the 25%, then that payment counts as truma with regard to all matters. However, the one distinction is that if they are planted, then that which grows from them is going to be mundane. If the kohen decides that he wants to waive away the payment, he's not able to. In contrast, if somebody is just paying the principal, then it's going to be viewed as completely mundane, and the Kohen, if he wants, can waive that payment. If the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael had consumed truma and then afterwards married a Kohen, if the truma that she had consumed had not yet been acquired by any Kohen, let's say, for example, her father had set it aside to give to a Kohen and then she had consumed it, then in that case, she can pay the Karen Chomesh to herself. If, however, she had consumed truma that had already belonged to a Kohen, then she pays the principal to that original owner, that Kohen, and the extra 25% she can keep herself. Because with regards to anybody who has to pay the principal, the 100%, plus the 25%, it can be divided in that the 100% must be given to the Kohen who had been harmed. But the extra 25% can be given to any Kohen that the person wants to. Halacha Yud Zayin. Lo espika l'shalim ashnis garsha, benkach hu benkach, ena meshalamis la'atzma, harei hi kemi shelo nisei the Kohen me'olam. If this woman, who had been the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael, who had married a Kohen, and had inadvertently eaten truma when she was unmarried to the Kohen still, when she was just a regular daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael, and then she had gotten divorced from the Kohen before she had a chance to pay up, in that case she can no longer pay up to herself, and she'll have to pay like a regular person. It's as if she had never married the Kohen at all. Lach Yud Ches. Kol ochel truma, bein shogig, bein bemeizid, ena mashalim elemen achulin, hametukanim, shod siu mehen trumos maishmos. In a circumstance where one had consumed truma, whether inadvertently or knowingly, they'll have to pay from mundane produce which had already been tithed completely. However, one is allowed to pay from various gifts given to the poor, leket shecha peya, or from ownerless produce, or from maaser rishon, which already had its truma, referring to truma's maaser removed from it, even though it hadn't yet had the truma gedola taken from it. If, in that circumstance, the Yisrael who had given it to the Levi had first given the maaser rishon without having taken off truma gedola. A meshalim maaser sheni, the hektish shniftu, b'aval pi shniftu shelo kalacha. And one is also able to pay up for Meiser Sheni and sanctified items which had been redeemed, even though they hadn't been properly redeemed. Min HaChadash Al Yashan, and one can also give from the new grain on the old grain. Avalomi Min Al Shemin Mil. However, one cannot give from one species for a different species. Shneimar V'Nasan LeKohen Asa Kodesh, Kodesh Shacham. The pasuk states, he shall give to the Kohen the sanctified food, and that implies the same type of food that he had eaten. Halach Yotes. Ha'ochel Kishuan Shal Erev Shvias. Yavtel Kishuan Shal Motzei Shvias Mishal Mehen. If one had consumed zucchini, for example, from the sixth year of the seven-year cycle, he should wait until after the seventh year passes to pay up with the zucchini from the eighth year. Because a person is not able to pay up a debt that he owes from crops that grew in the seventh year, as Rambam will explain upcoming. If one had consumed truma that was impure, then one can pay up mundane food, whether it's impure or pure. Achal truma tahora, however, if one had consumed truma that was pure, mishalim chulin tahorin, he should pay up with mundane food which is pure. Him shein chulin tmeyan, but if he had paid up with mundane food which was impure, bein b'shogin b'mezid tashlum of tashlumin, v'yachzer mishalim min tahorin. In that case, whether he had acted inadvertently or knowingly in giving this item which he wasn't supposed to give, then his payment counts as payment, in the sense that it's taken, but he has to go and once again pay up from produce which is itself pure. Halachachav Aleph. Achal trumas chaver, mishalim la. Achal trumas am ha'aretz, mishalim la chaver, v'notot tamehem imenu, v'nosin am ha'aretz, she'achal trumaso, she'ein moshin taros am ha'aretz. And when I consumed truma that was of somebody who is trusted with regards to taking off tithes, so then one should pay up to him. If, however, one consumed truma that belonged to somebody who was more ignorant, somebody who was not trusted with regards to trumos and maestros for removing the tithes, so then he should pay up to a person who is trusted, to another chaver, and then take the worth from that and give it to the Am Aretz whose truma he had eaten from. Because we don't want to give something which is pure to a regular person. Halacha Chaf Beis. Gazal truma me avi imo kohen, v'achala, v'acharkach meis avi imo. Ein mashal na'asmo, el yorish achar mishara shevet. If somebody had stolen truma from the father of his mother, who is a kohen, in other words, this individual is not a kohen, His mother was the daughter of a Kohen, but she had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael. So this individual had stolen from his grandfather, who was a Kohen, and had consumed it. And then afterwards, his grandfather had died. He's not able to pay up to himself. Rather, he has to pay to a different inheritor from the rest of the Shevet of the Kohanim. V'chein im naflalo truma me'avi imo v'achala. And similarly, he had inherited truma from his mother's father, and he had consumed it. U'ba'al chov shegava truma b'chovo, v'isha b'ksubasa v'achlua, v'shalman karim b'chomash l'koin chaver, v'achaver nosin lehem damim, v'shahayu mokrin ba'osa truma k'mosh achla. If somebody had collected a debt with truma, and if a woman had collected her ksuba with truma, and then they ate it wrongfully, they were non-kohanim, in that case, they have to pay the principal and the 25% to a Kohen who is trusted with regards to separating Trumos Maestros, and then that individual will in turn give them the value that they would have been able to sell it for in terms of they take the amount that they had eaten and assess what they'd be able to sell it for, which is a lesser amount than regular food, as was mentioned earlier, because Truma has a smaller demand. Halachachav Gimel. Hagonim Truma v'lo'achala. If somebody steals Truma but didn't eat it, then if they get caught, they pay double the amount to the owner. The initial 100% plus an additional 100%. The Yeshul Lishalim made Truma. And when they're paying, they can pay based off the value of Truma, which is a little bit less, as we've seen, than regular mundane food. Genava v'achala, if he stole it and ate it, Mishalim Shnei Karnin v'chomesh. In that case, he pays two times the principal plus 25%. Karen v'chomesh menachulin. 100% plus 25% is from regular mundane prices. The Karen afilim made Truma. And with regards to the other 100%, that can be even based off the worth of Truma. Halacha Chaf Dalet. Haisa Truma hektish lebeda kapayas, ugnava, v'achala, en mishalim tish lemekeva. If the Truma had been sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash's treasury, and then it was stolen and consumed, in that case, the thief will not pay the double. She ain't tish lemekeva, but hektish kemoshis bar b'mkama. Because there is no paying double with regards to sanctified items, as Arma will explain later in Mishnah Torah. Al mishalim karen shnei chamashim. However, he does pay the 100% plus 2 25%. Chomesh mishum ochel truma. One of these chomesh is because of the eating of truma. The chomesh mishum shenanim nehekdesh. As for the other chomesh, the other 25% he's paying in addition, that's because he benefited from something which was sanctified. Ulmi mishalim. Now whom does he pay this to? Im hayabak zayas ve'im ba'shava pruta mishalim lekohanim. If he had consumed an olive-sized bulk, but it wasn't worth the smallest coin, a pruta, then in that case, it's given to the kohanim. Im yesh ba shava pruta, if it was worth a shava pruta though, bein sheyesh ba kezayis, bein shein ba kezayis, mishalim lehekdesh. Then it doesn't matter as to how much of the bulk he had consumed. Once it was of this value, then he pays it to the Beis HaMikdash treasury. Lachachav hei. Vnei ma'achal iser hekdesh al iser ha-truma. Now for what reason do we say that the prohibition of benefiting from a sanctified item can fall, take effect upon the prohibition of consuming truma? Vnei sheha-truma asur lezar muteres lekohen. Someone explains that even though generally we say one prohibition can't take effect upon another one, the truma was forbidden to somebody who was a non-kohen, but was permitted to a kohen. Hikdisha nesra ala kohen. Once it was sanctified, then it became forbidden to a kohen as well. Afikach notzef ba iser. Af al yisrael, al derech shviyarim, hechus bios, asuros, bisurim achalos. Therefore, because it had a more expanded prohibition take effect, and it now applies to more people, then it was able to take effect in addition onto the person who the original prohibition was on. The regular member of Klal Yisrael, as the Rambam has explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. Halacha Chafav, the final halacha on the parak. Hagozel truma v'achala. If somebody steals truma in a more open way, in a more direct way, rather than the secret, subtle way of stealing called Gneva, Gezela is done much more openly, and then one stole this truma and consumed it, Mishalim Karen v'chomesh echad. In that case, he pays 100% plus 25%. She'achomesh echayev bo mishum truma yatzbo yidei Gezela, because the 25% that he's obligated to pay because of the truma will also fulfill his obligation to pay for his gezela, his thievery, in a case where he had denied what he had done through a swear. He'd also have to pay an extra 25%. This one 25% can fulfill it for both. Shneamar, the pasuk states, "V'nasan leKohen as a kodesh, enochai v'lbachomesh kodesh bavad." He will give to the Kohen the sanctified item, that which he has to give for the sanctified item alone, and not for the thievery. Gezala v'achila la'acher, if he stole it and then fed it to somebody else, ha'ochel mashalim karen v'chomesh, the one who consumes has to pay the 100% plus the 25%. Kol makom shamaru mashalim karen v'chomesh, im achol sheve arba mashalim sheve chamisha mimin shacha. The Rambam now clarifies for us that any time where he talked about paying the Karen and Chomesh, it meant that if he ate something that was worth four, so then he pays five from that which he had eaten. And whenever the Rambam says that he pays one Karen and two Chomeshes, in that case he pays six if he had eaten something that was worth four. And in any case where the Rambam said that he pays two principals, two Karens, and one Chomesh, in that case, if he ate something worth four, he pays nine. And as a general rule, he always pays in accordance with its value at the time of the consumption, whether it's gone down in price since then or it's gone up in price. Have a wonderful day.